So the Mishnah says, the gates asher yotzei mitachas ha-patish, sparks that come out from under a hammer. When somebody's banging with a hammer, sparks come out. Vehezik, and the sparks go and do damage, chayiv, shno yechayiv for that. That's called aish. But you're not an oinus, you should know it's normal for sparks to come out. You have to watch yourself. Now, gomul shoyutoyin pishton. A camel, you had a camel that was walking in Rishus Rabbim, and you had a lot of flax on top of it. V'yob Rishus Rabbim. V'nichnas pishton otech achanus. And the pishton was so overloaded that it went into the store. V'dolka b'nei Rishachen v'ni. And it caught on fire from the nair that was inside the store. V'hedlek esabera. Now the camel went on and lit up somebody's house. So the locher is bal gomul chayif. The bal of the camel is chayif. He's the pashaya here. You had no right to stuff up someone's pishtin, or you should have been. You should have known it's your mammon. It's your eish. Your mammon did the mazik. You chayif for it. What about tenia chenvin nerov mibachutz? Let's say the storekeeper put his nair outside, but you had no right to do. Then a chenvin chayif. Then the chenvin is the mazik because it's normal, like a ruach mitzuya, for the pishtin to go by for a camel to walk by the rishus rabbim. So you had no right to put your fire outside, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should know, b'nir chanukah, when it comes chanukah time, then potter, because mashma is a mitzvah to put the chanukah outside, so you have a right to put the yesh outside, therefore you potter if damage happens. Omer Ravina mishmei derova, shema amina midu Rabbi Yehuda, we have a proof from Rabbi Yehuda, that nir chanukah, mitzvah l'nicha b'tech asoro, the mitzvah chanukah is to put it low, within the first 10 tefachim off the ground. That's where you're supposed to put it. Because these talka daituch, l'malo miyasor, if you want to tell me you're supposed to put it higher up, then ten tvochim, is so amayam rebuild the ner chanukah potter. Why by ner chanukah do we say if damage happens because of your ner chanukah, that you're potter? L'chura leimule, we should tell him, hevele le'anucha l'malo migomul, p'reichvay. Like if you're allowed to put your ner chanukah above, you're allowed to put it more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so then if you want to put it outside the Rishus Rabbim, you should know that it's possible people will walk by, maybe a camel will walk by, so you should have put it above the height of a camel, above the height of a camel and its rider. Like if there's no inyan that the Ner Chanukah should be Vedavka within the first 10 tefachim off the ground, then you should have put it way high up. Abi, it's less than 10 amos off the ground, it'd be kosher. So why are you potter? El olav shemamina from here, it's a proof that mitzvah l'anicha b'teich asara, you're supposed to put your ner chanukah within the 10 tefachim off the ground. And that's a locha like that, that's a bigger pasum and isa. It's more pasum and isa. If it's between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim off the ground or off your floor, that's the place to put your ner chanukah. Try to be putting it outside. We have to have to put it near your front window, you want people to see it outside. So even though the window is above 10 tefachim from the ground, it's okay, it's kedai to put it there, that people outside can see it. But here where you're putting your nair outside in the Rishus Rabbim, you're not supposed to put it higher up than 10 tefachim. Therefore, you have a right to put it there, and if a camel comes by with his pishtun, you're potter. So Mara says, no, maybe it's no raya. Amri, I'll tell you loy. L'yoyle mei malach afilu l'malim yasar. Maybe you'll have to put in the achanaka l'malim yasar tefachim. So my yarmut, what do you want to ask me a question then? That you're supposed to put it higher up, even though true Ner Chanukah, you have a right to put it outside, but you have the right to put it so low, you should have put the Ner Chanukah above, or higher than the rider on his camel. Zemara says, no. Kivon de mitzvah kosik, kuli hailer trichu rabbonin. It could be really you have a right to put it up higher, but the rabbonin will not matrich you, did not tell you you have to do it. Lemaisa, you're doing a mitzvah Ner Chanukah. You're putting the Ner outside, which is a rabbin. Pursum and isa. True, any place maybe you put it, as long as it's not 10 amas high, or not 20 amas high, you'd be kosher maybe. But still, the Rabbanu were not matrich you, didn't say you have to put it higher up, because since you're oisik v'mitzvah, they weren't matrich you. But Omer of Kanakana says, Dorish Rav Nosan Baman Yumi Mishmer de Rav Tanchum, Ner Chanukah, Shenicho Lamalu Meyesra Mama, however, if you put a Ner Chanukah above 20 amas off the ground, you should know Psula is possible. Kisuka kamavi, just like a sukkah with a schach is lamalam yesramamo, or just like a mavi, if the lechi, if the kaira is lamalam echafam, it's possible, because these things you have to see, and stam when you're walking, something that's 20 yamas high, you don't see. So therefore, by ner chanukah, which in this pesumanisa to see it, if you put it above 20 yamas, you're not yotze the mitzvah. But if it's below 20 yamas, you are yotze the mitzvah. However, the chetchila though, the mokam, the chetchila where to put the Ner Chanukah is between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground or off your floor. Hadin alechol hakaynis. Now the Mishnah says, Meruba midas tashlume kefil. There's more halachas, more cases when a ganef will have to pay back twice as much kefil. Me midas tashlume abor b'chamisha. From the case that if you steal a shor or a seir, and then either you shecht it or you sell it, that you have to pay 4 or 5 times. Why is it more by kefil? Shemi des tashlume kefil no heges. Bein b'dovah sheish baruach hayim, or bein b'dovah sheim baruach hayim. No matter what you steal, if you're a ganef, even if you steal, whether you steal something alive, or you steal something dead, you steal a chair or a table, and we catch the ganef, you have to pay back kefil. My sheikh no midas, this new halacha of tashlume yavor v'chamisha 4 and 5, ein an heges ela b'shor v'seh. So if you steal a shor and then you sell it, you have to pay back 4. If you steal a seh and you sell it, you have to pay back 5. Bovad, only these two things, only a shor and a seh. Shenem, because the pasuk says, ki yignoif ish shor or seh. If a man not steals, gonaf, robs, or a shor or a seh, v'tovcho yamochra, either he shechts it himself, or a shliach, we'll see, or else he sells it to somebody else, that's the case, he has to pay dalit for the shor and hay for the seh. But only by shor and seh, not by other things. Therefore, you have more cases of tashlume kefil than you have of talar v'hei. Now, another locker is, ein ha-goynef acher ha-ganef mishalm tashlume kefil. You have one ganef stole it, and then a second ganef comes and steals it from him, even though he has to pay back the keren, but kefil is potter. The Rashi says, because the pasuk says, v'gunav mi-beis ha-ish, it has to be stolen from the owner's house, v'loy mi-beis ha-ganef, but not if you stole it from a ganef. We'll see in the Gemara why, what the Hezbollah is, but that's the pasuk. Therefore, ain't haganef acher haganef has to pay back kefil. V'loy ha-toveyach, v'loy ha-moicher acher haganef, mishan tashlum yabol v'chamisha. Like if one person stole it, made a gnever on it, and another person comes and makes a tficha, or another person comes and sells it, so the second one is potter from dalav hay. We'll see in the Gemara. I mean, we're not talking about when the first one made a shliach. If the first one made a shliach, it's called that the first one made the tficha or the mechira. But the first one does not make a tficha. So the second one comes now, like, and steals it from the first one, and goes and sells it, or goes and shechs it. Such a case also is potter from dalad v'hei. Now the Gemara says, V'yilu midas tashlume kefil, neheges bein v'ganef, bein v'toyin tanis ganef. The Mishnah doesn't say this, that you can have a case of kefil, whether you actually made the maisa geneva, or maybe if you didn't make the maisa geneva. You're just a shoyma chinam shemesacha, and you're toyin tanis ganef. And then we find out it was that you have it, that you also have to pay that kefil. That the Mishnah doesn't say. To say that here you have it, umidus tashlumi above the chamish, and the heges, el of a ganef bavad. The Mishnah doesn't say that dalav v'hei does not apply by toyin tanis ganef, only by ganef itself. Why does the Mishnah say this? Loikatoni, why not? Mesailen l'Rabbi Chiya Barava. L'chid l'Rabbi Chiya Barava. Our Mishnah should be a proof to Rabbi Chiya Barava. To Yom Rabbi Chiya Barabo, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Hato Yin Tanis Ganef Epikodin. If someone is a shame, Epikodin, you're watching something for your friend, and now you tie it to the owner when he comes back and says, "Give it back, give me back my Epikodin." You say it was stolen from you, and then we find out later that you swore, and it came out you swore false that really you had it. So Loch Riz Mishan Tashlumi Kefil, that you have to pay Kefil. That's called Toyin Tanis Ganef. Rashi says, Gonaf bo the gonvoy, that you say a ganav came and stole it. But the Ashila Kama Mishmaitin, the Chayv Rachmonic Felo, im Nishpav and Insa Shakram. If you were a Shaymer and you swore that it was stolen from you, and then later we find out that you're a liar, but you have it, you have to pay kefil. Ma Shenkein, Tofachu Mochar. Tofach, no, not Ma Shenkein, Tofachu Mochar, Mishal Tashlum, Bob Chamisha. Hey, Rab Arachiv Rab Old. That by both cases, even by Tofach HaMochah, but the same halacha also. If you were a Toyin Tanis Ganef, you were a Shomer, and you said that it was stolen from you, and later we find out that you did, it wasn't stolen, but you had it, and you made a Maisa Tficha, you made a Maisa Mechira, you will be Chayav Dal V'hei. So it's a proof of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't say there's for a difference between Kefil and Dal V'hei. Mashma, by both of them, we have this halacha. Ika the Army, some say no. Leinu Mesanu L'Rechiv Rav. Let's say our Mishnah should be a proof taker of Rechiv Rav. Then Rechiv Rav and Rabbi Yechonon said, "I turn to Nazganu because of Mishanta Shumi B'Keifel." And the same thing, Tofer Amocha Mishanta Shumi Above Chamisha. That if you're a turning to Nazganu, and then we find out that you're a liar, but you had it, and instead you went and sold it, or you went and shechted it, that you do have to pay Dal V'Hei. So our Mishnah should be a proof to him. And this, the Gemara says, no, there's no proof. Miketani ain vain. Does the Mishnah say a strong lashon? There's no other differences. To be mashma, the Mishnah is telling you every single difference. No, merubi ketani. The Mishnah just says there are more cases of kefal than there are with alvei, a general cloud. But I tell you, ton of ishayir, it learns some of the differences, but not all of them. It could be that's also a difference. That if you're a shayir and you're turning tainas ganif, that you'll have to pay kefal. But if you yourself or shechted it, maybe you'll be potter from the alvehi. So it could be there's no proof in the Mishnah to Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Then the Mishnah says, midas tashlum and kefal mehegis. That kefal you have to pay, even if you're a ganif, on a chair, on a table, even though it's not a balachayim. We know on immediately, how do we know this? The Tana Rabban went like this. The pasuk says, al kol davar pesha. That if you stole anything, if you're a ganif, al kol davar pesha klal. That's the klal. Anything you stole, you chayif for, al kol davar pesha. Al shor, al chamor, al sevi, al salma, prat. These are prat that these things also you chayif for. Al kol aveda, says again al kol aveda. Chozer a klal, it's another klal. So klal of prat of klal, iatadan al kena prat. We learn out everything like the prat. What does that mean? Ma prat mefurish dover, ha metaltle, something you can move around. Vagufa imam, it has value to it. A shor, a chamor, a se, a salma, it has value to it. Av kol dover metaltle, something you move around, v'gufay mamin, and the value of it is also worth something. Yotze, what comes out? What's not chayiv in kefil? Yotze karkoyis esheinim metaltlim. By karkoyis, there's no din because he can't move it around. And yotze avodim and evet kenani is also shahukshla karkoyis. It has the same halacha like karkoyis. And yotze shtoris. It comes out of you burn up some, you ruin some, you steal somebody's star. Sha'afa pi shemetaltim, you can move it around. But ain't gufi mammon. There's no guf of mammon in the star. A star is only a proof that somebody owes you money. So if you went and stole it, you stole his proof. But you did not steal the actual money. Therefore, since it's not called gufi mammon, also you put it. You put it from kefal. Also, yotze hegdish. Also, if you steal from hegdish, you're gone from hegdish. Also, you put it from paying back kefal. Because Reyeyu Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk Reyeyu, that means the friend and not of Hegdish. Now, why don't you say like this? If it's a klal of prat, a klal, why don't you say, Imaha prat, mefurish dover, shenneve losa mitama v'magav amasa. When it says the type of animals, it says a shor, it says a chamor, and it says a seh. These things, that when they die, so it's nevelis tomei, v'magav amasa. If you touch it or you carry it, you become tomei. So maybe only such animals, only such a bal chai that when it dies in the veil of the dead body it has tumah to it. When a bird dies, loy, there's no tumas maga if you touch the nevela. The nevela of a knife is only mitama you when you eat it, when you swallow it in the base ablia. But just by touching it or by carrying it, it has no tumah to it. So maybe oifah there'll be no din kefal on it. Tamar says, me more time talking, can you say like this? That kefal only applies to things that has tumas maga masa v'asalmaksiv. It says cloth, clothing. Clothing has no tumas maga masa. Amri says about like this. Anan da balachayim karminin. I mean to say maybe by balachayim only what type of balachay are you chayes kefal for? Only if it's a balachay that has a tumas nevela on it. Then he meant to say like this. Ema, let's say the balachayim in that has a din of tkeful, but dover shein nevelosa mitam of magav masa loy maybe it doesn't have a loch. It has to be doim at the shore, sen and the chamor. Samar says why?